Dr. Simon Roy, Dick King, cleaning up from Miss Stephanie King, last of all, K-I-N-G, first of all, S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E. Today's date is 1/17/2013, patient is a 36-year-old female, comes to the clinic with number one, elevated blood pressure, number two, right heel pain, number three, left tooth abscess, upper teeth, number four, thyroid adenomas, number five, glucose intolerance, number six, has gained 3 pounds, number seven, she's got an appointment with a dentist, 1/25/2013, number eight, anxiety disorder / depression, number nine, hypothyroidism, number 10, vitamin D deficiency, number 11, morbid obesity, number 12, a headache, seems to be stable, migraine type, number 14, hard of hearing / hearing loss. Patient previously has been seen by Dr. Sampson for Hashimoto's, hypothyroidism. She's currently on Synthroid, 100 micrograms today. I'm going to check a TSH. We'll schedule a thyroid ultrasound to check the stability of her thyroid nodules. I'm going to give her some VK 500 four times a day, times 1 week for a tooth abscess. I'll give her, also give her some Cleosin 300 TID for about 5 days. She's to keep her appointment with her dentist. I'll x-ray her right heel. We'll give her some Lortab 5500, 1 to 2 pills, Q6 hours per in pain. I'm going to check her fasting cholesterol, fasting Chem 12. We'll do a glucose tolerance test and check her CBC and iron as well. Patient with a history of tubal ligations. On second thought, I'm not going to give her penicillin since she's allergic to it. We'll give her a Cleosin for 1 week.